On behalf of Rebuilding Your Life Radio and the Train Your Brain, Claim Your Power calls, welcome. I'm your host, Susan Sciarrico. I'm a transformational life and business consultant, and I find inspiration and instruction in the lives of others. In the process of noticing how they feel about their situations, conditions, and circumstances, we may discover opportunities and go on to build something greater than ourselves and others. So if you're in that place of wanting something more in life, and you sense there's something you'd just love to explore, listen to the end of the call, and I'll tell you how to contact me. So welcome to the show. Imani McKinnon joins us today to discuss her life and her book, The Life. She started writing this as a journal, but when a friend read it and told her it was good, she found the courage to publish it. For her, her story is an opportunity to become a voice for the voiceless. Let's learn more about why this is so important. Please wave your hands to welcome Imani McKinnon. Greetings, Imani. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
I'm glad to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Imani, how is it that you came to be or can be a voice for the voiceless?
How can it be? Well, I'm an advocate first, first and foremost. So every day, well, not every day, but most of the time, I see people that are in groups, especially my groups, that can't talk, can't communicate or anything like that. So I'm with. So that's why I help them. I help people with voices, meaning, I'm just here. I feel like, their voices are not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
taken seriously. So
now you yourself fall into you speak, but you have your own disabilities that you have to deal with. I think our audience would like to know just what is your situation.
Okay, well, my situation is I'm a C5, quadriplegic. I was born in Brooklyn Hospital. I came out feet first. And when a practice doctor delivered me, he snapped my spinal cord. And so that's how I'm a C5 quadriplegic. But I don't let that really stop me from doing what I need to be doing. I just do things differently. My hands are not, it is functionable, but it's not
mm-hmm.
totally functionable.
Mm-hmm.
So I use a pen and I put it in my mouth because it's easier and faster that way
mm-hmm.
for me. I don't have too much, I don't have the dexterity in my hands, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, where does that affect you for, I don't know where C5 is, that's your cervical, or your spinal cord itself. 1 and 2 are at the top, at your neck, so this is below your neck. Yes, okay. And this, it affects your walking?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it affects my walking, my feeling. If somebody touches me from down below, I can't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers, I'm trying to work on moving it, but it's not. Doesn't really move much. Write in. It's very hard for me. You know, holding a pen.
Are you able to type?
I can type, but I can type in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you must be very talented with that. It's become a necessity. For me, I'm sitting here going, how would I do that? I have enough trouble trying to write legibly with my hands. I don't know how I would do it with my mouth.
Actually, I don't know about talented, but, you know, you do what you have to do.
Do you have to have someone assist you all the time?
Yes. I have two people that help me out during my routine days. Some of them, you know, one gets on my nerves a lot. And the other one, she's nice. She's funny. She's fun. She's easy going. Kind of person. But, please go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm curious if, you know, under those circumstances, do you have the opportunity to be by yourself at all, or are they able to leave you so that you can do whatever you want to do until you need them again?
Oh, my me time.
Mm-hmm. Me time. Yes.
Yes, I do. As for me time, I, you know, it's like, okay, this is my me time now. This is me time.
I think we all relate to that. You know, there's times we do not want people around us.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, now, disabled or not, you don't want people in your face 24 hours a day, 24/7, you know, all the time. It's like, all right,
enough. Go away, please.
Yes, you need some space.
Yeah. Now, you work.
I do work.
Yes. So how did you move from being you must have gone to school, obviously, and worked your way through. What process was that? Was it public school? Was it a special school?
That was so challenging. That was a challenging time. Because the public school, one of the schools, I went to public schools, it was not really accessible for me to type or to have the adjustable desk for me to read, stuff like that. Especially, I didn't have assistance when I went to public school to write the team notes. So it's like it was kind of difficult and hard. And it's like, yeah, this is gonna be challenging at the time. At that time, I wasn't looking like this is kind of hard. My focus was on getting it done, getting my homework done, getting schoolwork done. That was my main focus and goal. So, you know.
So what were your first jobs like?
My first job was, I was working in a little bit, working for a doctor. It's like a doctor/rehabilitation center.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was a little cuckoo. I don't know what happened. I think he snapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but it was in Queens. And and I was a receptionist secretary. I did everything. I did calls. I set up appointments for them. I did a lot. Then after that, they decided to terminate me because the doctor wasn't going to do it anymore. I mean, he decided that he couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's fighting then? So I was, before I graduated, I used to work for, I used to be an assistant, a teacher assistant.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. For the, not hearing for the mentally delayed people.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally delayed challenge. And it was very interesting, I'm not on my feet, but you're on your wheels constantly. And you're mm-hmm. growing. You know, you have to make sure that everybody's doing their part
mm-hmm.
When it comes to helping someone else find a job or work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a challenge. And then I actually saw one of my students on the bus one day, and he was being panhandled.
Mm.
Yes. And I said, leave him. You know, I leave him alone. He doesn't understand what was going on. He didn't understand what was going on
mm-hmm.
at that time. So I, you know, I just stepped in and I was like, okay. And I just told him. But yeah, he was being taken advantage of, and I, on the bus, public bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
And no one else stepped up, right?
No one stepped in. No one yeah. stepped in.
Mm. But you relate to that. You are obviously strong-willed enough that you don't let that happen to people. That's the advocacy that you talk about. That you
yeah.
care. Yeah. Yeah.
I do care. I care a lot about people
mm-hmm.
and their families, and if they have children, I care for them too. You know, mm-hmm. I care for a lot of people.
So you, where do you do, or what group? What kind of groups do you participate, or things that enable you to be involved in the community and doing the kind of advocacy that you care about?
Well, I'm with Access Project. That's one group, and that's more like a gym.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it virtual or in person. I just took somewhat of a job, and I'm starting tomorrow. We do a happy hour, something mm-hmm. that you want to call it. Some people say fellowship, I don't know. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
but I do that. I'm going to do that. I help this guy named Wayne John. He's very nice. So he, you know, so I help him out. He's very, very nice.
Are these independent care organizations, or what is their focus? One, you said the Access Project is more like a gym. Mm-hmm. So they have opportunities to move virtually. I find that fascinating. Did that just start when COVID hit, or have they always had that?
No, it just started when COVID hit.
Yeah.
It just started when COVID hit.
And this is something, because I get the feeling that you are a real people person, that you really like to be around people. And so I have to wonder if, because you're in a wheelchair, do people treat you differently? Do they prejudge you based on the fact that you're in a chair?
Yeah, sometimes. I get the, when I get on the bus, I get like the public buses, you know, mm-hmm. I get the stairs, I get the ignorant comments. Even if I'm going to the doctor or something, you know, I get like ignorant people mm-hmm. saying some ignorant stuff. And I just, you know, sometimes I brush it off. And sometimes I just say something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. The train is different. I take the train. It's very, very different than public buses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very different. It's
better on the train?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much better on the train.
I'm much just wondering, do the buses actually have platforms that come down so you can roll up and go up into the bus?
Yeah, they have ramps.
Okay. Oh, ramps. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Electronic ramp. You get on it, and the driver pushes the button that goes up, and when it's level to the bus, you get on, and there's an area spot where people sit, but they're gonna have to move when they see a chair coming.
But
not my fault. But they have to move and be tied down, and I have to be tied down.
Oh, so the wheels don't roll?
No.
Oh, well, that sounds like it could be scary. That your chair might take off and with you in it, right?
Right. But yeah. No, I turn the chair off, and they mm-hmm. tie me down, tied to the tie down, so that way I won't move.
Okay.
In the seatbelt.
Now, I'm sure that because you are such an advocate, that you're involved with a lot of people with disabled conditions. Do you any that are just social, where you go places and do things together?
You know, some, but now, mm-hmm. yeah. But I'm very skeptical of going to functions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, because mind you, COVID is still here, and
it is okay. It's still around, and so you're still worried about it. Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Mhm.
It is. It's still around. So I mean, even if you get your COVID shot, it's not gonna. It's hopeful, but. You still have to wear a mask, and you don't know who has a cold and
mm-hmm.
a coughing, mm-hmm. and yeah, that's it.
And are you considered in a class where you are at risk, at a higher risk than others?
Yeah, yes, I am, because mm-hmm. For me, I can't cough. I can cough, but I can't cough up
mm.
a lot. So
okay.
if I old
mm-hmm.
or something, I would have to be hospitalized.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you do have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever fallen in love, Imani?
Wow. Oh, Susan. Yes, I have. Well, yes, but that was like, what, in my 20s?
Okay.
Now it's like, in my, older, mature. Now
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, now I was like, okay, it's nice, but I'm happy where I am now.
Okay. There's some certain challenges of in relationships are more difficult than they're worth, I imagine, and you have to make that call. If I'm at peace, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a challenge per se. It's just I'm happy where I am. It's just it's not a challenge for me to, be with somebody or fall in love. That's not a challenge. I just choose not to be with somebody right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. So it is, you've written this book, and it is your, I guess it's a, I'd have to say it's autobiographical in terms of telling your story.
Yeah.
What was the message that you wanted to get out to people?
My message was to let people know that, because there is a difference that, people don't like to do, not necessarily like, people are not accepted, and that they don't receive the disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
And some disabled people don't receive able-bodied people. And so my thing is that, I'm not different from you. I just do things differently. But I'm not different from you, and you're not different from me. And, I have my challenges. I have my good days, my bad days, mood swing.
Like anyone else, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not different from you, and you're definitely not just for me. We're both the same.
Mm-hmm.
I just do things differently.
Now, when you, I know that you're, I can tell that you're really an advocate for others. The jobs you take put you in that position. Do you also get involved in, government workers maybe, or local work to improve the situation for people who are disabled in terms of how they get around or what access they have?
I did. I used to. And I used to. I used to do what Paul Massey. She's also an advocate. I will never forget her.
Mm-hmm.
She is a very nice person. Very nice. She's short. She's a short lady, but she'll tell you how it is.
And she will.
She will tell you how it is and what she doesn't find with for, what she likes. I mean, she came to my place and she literally drove a Cadillac. I'm like, and she's a small person. So I'm like, who's in the Cadillac in the big old iPhone? And then I'm looking, I'm like, oh.
There she
I'm
is.
Like, wow. I'm like, a Cadillac? Yeah. But she taught me that we are the minority. Like, it's like the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the upper class, the middle class, the whole class. And I'm like, so she told me that when I went to the parade, the disabled pride parade.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be coming up
mm-hmm.
October 22nd. I'm like, what do you mean? Because at first I didn't understand. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. And so now I understand it more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When she told me, I do understand. But it is the truth.
So is this something you, I mean, aside from COVID and having limitations about going out publicly because of that, is this something you would like to do, you know, speaking in a public place with a group of people about these important things that affect everyone?
I wouldn't mind doing it. I'd be very, very scared. I'd be nervous, truthfully. But I will get over my nervous.
I think you would. I mean, the first time for everybody is nervous. You know, how will I do? But then once you've done it a couple of times, you're still nervous when you start, but
right.
You get into it, and then it's really not that bad. And to be able to see how you help other people, because you have a knowledge base of what's involved out there, this living the way you do, and you know, other disabled people may not have ever thought about it. They may have been afraid to do things that you do naturally.
I have no problem speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But anything like that, it's fine. I just have to get over my nerves.
Yep.
But you
could do that virtually too. You know,
yeah,
you could do readings of the book that tell your story, and people could tune in. I mean, there are all sorts of things you could do.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do have a group.
You do? Oh, great.
Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. It's called the Let's Talk group.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, I haven't been on it because on a Facebook, my group page, because I've been so busy with my book and everything else. It's like, I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find time though,
But it is doable.
Mm-hmm. It is doable.
So how do people find you?
Well, you can find me I don't have a website just yet.
Okay.
A lot of things have been changed. My book hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Still coming? Okay. You are on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. I'm on the Let's Talk group.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie. I'm on Facebook for my My full name is Imani McKinnon on Facebook. The group is Let's Talk.
Now, did you write another book about that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
This is my first book.
Okay. So but it's a group, like a almost like a podcast or a live Facebook Live scenario.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And it's Let's Talk. And it's on Facebook. So you can check that out. I have to change everything on my end about the book and the website thing.
That's a work in progress. When does it come out? Do you know?
It will be out shortly. I'm pushing. And I'm pushing in Andrew Dale, who's with Book Trail agency. He's also pushing, so we're pushing it for it to come out very, very, very soon.
Okay. And do you know where it will be available?
It's going to be available everywhere.
Where books are sold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get the audio book if you want to listen to it. You can get the book by itself. You can do that.
Is it hardback, paperback, Kindle? What? Or all of them?
It's going to be on hardback, hardcover, paperback, everywhere. Everywhere. It's going to be everywhere.
Won't that be exciting when you have it in hand?
It will be exciting. And very, but Andrew's like, I got you.
is there anything that you in particular would like to share that I haven't asked you yet?
You have to have a support, right? And you have to have a support system.
Right.
To not to motivate you, to tell you to keep going. Because every now and then, you know, you need that push. You need, like, you know, someone say, keep going. You're doing a good job. Keep going. Just keep going. Because you get tired after a while. So
I think that's a pretty fair statement for anyone. You know, when you try to step outside of your comfort zone and try new things, you know, you need somebody cheering for you.
Right.
And, you know, keep going. Good job. You've got this.
Right. And so my thing is, I must say to you, so everybody can listen to this. You know, if something is stopping or getting in the way of your dreams, whether it's music, writing, podcasting, whatever it may be, painting, drawing, sketching, or less drawing. That's the same thing, drawing. So sorry. Or anything. Don't let people break you down or tear you down to stop you. Just keep going. Just keep going. And eventually you will get there. You will see that you have put in a lot of work into it, and you did it. You can pat yourself on the back and say, I did it. My love.
It's true. That is so true. I mean, keep at it. Persist. Keep going. Keep doing it. One step at a time. Baby steps will climb you up the mountain, and you will have the finished goal of what you want. It's very powerful stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Miami. For the benefit of our listeners, we've been speaking with Imani McKinnon about her book, The Life, which is going to be coming out very shortly. And if someone would like to speak with you, Imani, you know, about the changes that you advocate for, is it okay for them to reach out to you on Facebook?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me on Facebook. One second. You'll reach out to me and send me a message. Or anything. It's fine.
That's great. That's great. So I'd like to let our listeners know, too, that if they'd like to help others advocate or themselves want to be advocates for passion of their own, they might like to attend my free workshop at www.embracepositivechange.com and check out things that you can do, things you can notice, steps you can take to move forward the things that you really care about. So thank you all for listening, and thanks to all those who support this program. We appreciate you all very much. We're going to bring this show in for a landing now, and so I want to thank you again, Imani, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Suzanne. Thank you.
Okay. Well, bye for now, everybody, and have a great day.